five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire, five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll take you to the scene of the firemen's rally in City Park, where the fire department is putting on a monster demonstration of firefighting methods. Chief Cody has just heard some interesting news from Tim Collins, rookie fireman. But before we listen in, here's something you ought to know. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to City Park, where a great crowd of thousands of men, women, and children is just breaking up. Today, they've watched a thrilling demonstration of modern firefighting methods, part of Chief Cody's campaign to remind the public of the menace of fire. In all the vast crowd, only one person has expressed anything but high praise for the fire department. And that one person, as Tim Collins tells Chief Cody, is a very important person to know.
It's Mr. Tennecombe, Chief. Eustace Tennecombe.
Tennecombe. Oh, yes. Tennecombe Towboat Company.
Yes, sir. He's here, Chief. He had my brother Jimmy guiding him around.
Good. Tennecombe is an important man in the city. If he's in sympathy with our program...
I'm afraid he isn't, sir.
What?
No, sir. He looked over everything the fire department had to show, sniffed in that superior way of his, and said, there's still something missing.
He did, huh? Something missing.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's missing, Collins?
Well, he'll have to tell you himself, sir. He didn't say.
So he doesn't feel satisfied with our demonstration, huh?
There he is now, Chief.
Where?
Out there in the drill field.
Good. Come on, Collins. I'm going to interview Mr. Tennecombe. We'll find out what's missing, and maybe Mr. Tennecombe can supply it.
Sir?
Never mind. You'll see what I mean. I've had plans for him and his towboat company ever since that fire at the Tennecombe dock. Let's head him off before he leaves the park. Well, Mr. Tennecombe, I hear you're not satisfied with our demonstration.
Satisfied? Well, sir, my verdict is so-so.
So-so?
All well and good as far as it goes, but there's something missing, Chief.
Well, you've seen our equipment, first aid and salvage, rescue squad and the searchlight company.
And the ladder truck and engine? You saw how we roll to a fire and knock it down.
Yet there's something missing.
Now, I'm not a fault finder, Chief Cody, but... Well, to a man in my position...
To a man in your position, there's a serious weakness in our fire department, exactly.
Chief Cody, Mr. Tennecombe, maybe it's none of my business, but I don't get it.
Put yourself in my position, young man.
Sir?
You are Eustace Tennecombe. You are the proprietor of Tennecombe Towboat Company. Four tugboats, a fine dock, coal yard, lumber yard, extensive interests, all along the waterfront. Extensive interests that extend themselves as more shipping increases the traffic.
Oh, I get it now. The waterfront is getting more important all the time. More boats and barges and other traffic on the water.
And the more important it gets, the less we can protect it. If we had a fire in some vessel anchored beyond reach from shore...
In the past, Chief, my men have served more than once. My tugs are equipped with fire holes.
Yes, but we've never really had a really serious fire on the water. Not yet.
Not yet, Cullen, but we will. Sooner or later, where there's risk, there's fire.
Well, we need a fireboat. We need a boat that can act as a floating pumper, ladder truck, a combination fire company. But where can we find what we need?
That is the problem, gentlemen. What can be done about it?
No, that's our problem, Tennecombe. What are we going to do about it, you and I?
You and I? You would permit me to assist?
You have the boats, Tennecombe. You know the situation. We have the equipment to refit one of your tugs. Turn it into an auxiliary fire company, if you will go along with the plan.
Why, Chief Cody, I hadn't hoped. This has been one of my projects, but... Why, Chief, by all means, my fleet is at your disposal.
Great blazing blisters. Tennecombe, why didn't I mention this to you months ago?
It had occurred to you, really, to invite my assistance.
My whole plan for protecting the waterfront depends on your assistance, Tennecombe. I've been trying for months to figure out how to get you interested when all I had to do was get in touch with you and say, let's go.
Ah, by all means, let's go.
With Chief Cody, to make up his mind is to act. And for once he has met his match, Tenacombe falls in eagerly with Chief Cody's plan to refit one of his tugboats as a floating firefighter, and the men put their heads together over sheaves of blueprints. And in due time, the chosen tugboat, the Eustace T, is sent to the shipyard for refitting. Powerful pumps are installed. Deck guns to direct a terrific force of water in any direction are emplaced. Lengths of hose and all the equipment of a pump engine and ladder truck combined are stowed aboard. And then comes the problem of manning the newest piece of apparatus in the fire department.
But, Chief, I insist. The crew must be firemen.
No, Tenacombe. Now, if this were a fireboat, plain and simple...
But it is! I place it fully and freely at the service of the fire department. The Eustace T is yours.
No, sir. You'll keep her in service as a tugboat, except in emergency.
But I insist!
No, so do I. Now, don't you see? The way the Eustace T is fitted, she can work the waterfront as usual. Earn her keep. Then, in emergency...
You expect my crew to fight your fires?
They can take her to the scene of any fire. And anywhere in range of the waterfront, I can have a fire company aboard her in 5 minutes.
By launch?
By speedboat. That makes the Eustace T just what we need. A valuable auxiliary, always on hand.
But confound it, Chief Cody. What do my men do? Twiddle their thumbs until the firemen get there?
Well, of course not. They grapple the burning ship, throw the pumps into gear, hook up the hose lines.
They do. And where, may I ask, did they learn all these skills and abilities?
They've been trained. They've been drilled. When there's an alarm on the waterfront, they get to the scene, get set up for my men to take over.
They've been trained, have they? When were they trained? Where? By whom?
I'll show you. I've got just the man for the job. O'Glover. Confound that clerk of mine. He's never at his desk when...
Oh, there he is, coming out of the file closet.
Oh, yeah. O'Glover, get hold of Private Collins, Engine Company 209. Make out an order assigning him to special duty. I've got a job for young Collins to handle.
Next morning, following Chief Cody's order to report for a special assignment, Tim Collins makes his way to the waterfront. He is ahead of time, but already Chief Cody and Eustace Tenacombe are standing on the Tenacombe dock, waiting for the Eustace T, refitted as an auxiliary fireboat, to arrive from the shipyard. Tim approaches his commanding officer and salutes.
Private Collins reporting for special assignment, Chief.
At ease, Collins.
Yes, morning, Collins.
Good morning, sir.
All this formality, Chief Cody. Salutes and reports and so on. Yet, between you and your men, complete understanding, friendly as an old shoe. Everybody puts his shoulder to the wheel. How do you train them?
Any good fire department has discipline, Tenacombe. How about it, Collins?
Oh, yes, sir. When we get an order, we jump. You may not know what it means, but your officer does. So, well, you jump.
But that's not all, Tenacombe. These men of mine, they can use their heads, too.
Like the captains of my tugboats. Heads hard as rocks, but useful.
Captain Juckle's the man you'll be working with, Collins. You follow the plan we laid out. Train Juckle and his crew to work the Eustace T as an auxiliary fireboat.
Yes, sir.
And during this course of training, Captain Juckle takes his orders from you.
Now, there's a problem, Chief Cody.
What problem? I thought we had everything ironed out.
Juckle, good man, best of my tugboat captains, comes from a long line of seafaring men, officers in coal barges, lumber floats, tugs.
Well, that's what we want, isn't it? A real sailor.
Juckle's headstrong, Chief. Strong head, Collins. Chief Cody says you can use your head. Sooner or later, you'll bump heads with Captain Juckle.
Well, I'll do my best to get along with him, Mr. Tenacombe, but...
But what, Collins?
Well, but if they do bump heads, you needn't worry about Collins, Tenacombe. That's why I picked him for the job. He can handle it.
Well, I hope we can handle Captain Juckle. Ah, there she comes.
Who?
Oh, the Eustace T. Huh. Oh, look there, Chief. Just coming into sight.
And coming fast. That's a pretty sight, Tenacombe.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, boy, what a boat.
That's power, my boy. Strength in every line. And how she gleams. How the sunlight glitters on her deck.
They ought to be covered, sir. They need protection when the Eustace T is in service as a tug.
Well, that's something you can take up with the captain.
Good grief, who's that? On the foredeck, that man heaving those hawsers around.
Looks like the whole crew rolled into one. Who is it, Tenacombe?
Oh, didn't they tell you? That's Captain Juckle.
Oh, so that's the hard-headed Captain Juckle, huh? Well, Collins, if it comes to bumping heads with that human battering ram, you'd better wear your helmet.
Tim Collins, rookie fireman, is about to run into a difficulty that Chief Cody didn't foresee when he assigned Tim to train the crew of the fire department's new auxiliary, the tugboat Eustace T. For Tim's first meeting with a hard-headed Captain Juckle, be sure to listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody. And here's something I hope you'll remember. If you ever have to send in an alarm in case of fire, don't delay. Now, as soon as fire breaks out, call the fire department. We don't mind if we find the fire has been put out before we get there. But we do want to get there in time, in case the fire should